This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Yeah, I suppose the thrust of the speech from Joe Biden was pretty much, well, we understand about Ukraine, we understand it's a little bit about Israel, but the president did not even mention that U.S. forces have actually had some attacks, basically, some seven times in the past 48 hours, according to Newsmax. And the president never said a word in the speech. You're telling me they couldn't make a couple of last-minute changes? Oh, well, wait a minute. Well, then he might have had to have, you know, talked a little more tough, perhaps, or perhaps put it into the perspective that the terrorists, like Hamas, they see America as being just as bad in their eyes as the Israelis. And this is part and parcel of their whole thing. It's most unfortunate indeed. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we are the place for news and politics in the overnights in America. We're broadcasting live to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station of AM 860, The Answer, there in Tampa, Florida, and by way of Southern California, of course. And we're also broadcasting out to our great radio affiliates all across the country. We're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Thanks to everybody at GCN. If you'd like to listen to the program on a live stream, simply go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com, and you'll find the live streams there. Now, if you're working in the overnights across America, we want to give you a special shout-out for everything that you're doing, and we're glad that you're spending time with us here this morning. And our new listener lines are now open. You can call us at our new number of 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Please don't call 1-877-969-8600. We are changing over to a brand new number here at the program, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my website, my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to click on the Send Kyle a Direct Message link. We've been getting a lot of great direct messages. We appreciate it, and we're doing our best to get responses out to everybody. It just takes a little while, unfortunately, but we do appreciate it. And by the way, we'll have some more information and begin building up more information for you there at that website as well. But thanks to everybody who's chiming in. We had a great call first hour, and you're welcome to call in if you'd like to opine here on the broadcast. All right, well, without further ado, let's start talking about the first story here of this hour. And, you know, I mentioned right before we went to the top of the hour break where the local news comes on and so forth, we were talking about Jim Jordan, so I'd love to hear your opinion on whether or not Jordan still has a chance to do this, if there's going to be some movement there. The Democrats continue to take this opportunity, basically, not only to slam Jim Jordan, but also to try to make it look so dire and so terrible. If Jim Jordan were somehow to become the Speaker of the House, he's a threat to our democracy, unless, in case you didn't know that, right? In case you're just getting in on this. Jim Jordan, evidently a threat to our democracy, and just simply must be stopped. But the Democrats, they're just happy as clams right now. They're just happy as clams. They're sitting back. They're popping popcorn. They're, you know, doing whatever it is. and just watching this show go by. And then every once in a while, Hakeem Jeffries will come, he'll trot him out, and he'll say, you know, we should have some kind of bipartisan speaker thing moving forward so that we can do what? We can get the work done. You know, because the work's not getting done, everybody. And, you know, by the way, I'm being a little funny here, a little facetious, but the Democrats know just as much as anybody else that the nation needs a Speaker of the House. And you better bet your bottom dollar, if this was something going on for the Democrats, you know, Nancy Pelosi would be saying things like, you know, the nation needs a Speaker, and we've got to coalesce, and we've got to make sure we get somebody elected, because you never know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. And if it was somehow the situation were reversed, she would definitely be saying stuff like that in order to try to appear that, you know, she really does want to get stuff done for the country. But in this case, I do think that while saying things like that, generally speaking, they're happy as clams to have the chaos continue. To say, look, what can we do for Patrick McHenry? What we need to do something with that. And in other words, as discombobulated as they could possibly have it, then that they feel, hey, great, that we'll just. They think it's good for the campaign. They think it's good for whomever the presidential candidate will be for the Democrats, Gavin Newsom maybe. But that's exactly what they want. They want to continue the chaos. They want to keep up the chaos. Well, friends, there's something else about chaos, evidently, that could have ensued earlier today, and that was a U.S. Navy warship, this from Reuters, near Yemen, intercepted projectiles. I think they're cruise missiles of some kind, according to the Pentagon. U.S. Navy warship, three cruise missiles and several drones were launched by the Iran-aligned Houthi movement from Yemen. Get this, potentially towards Israel. Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, they weren't launching them at Saudi Arabia, for crying out loud, right? They weren't launching them at anybody else at this point. I think they were launching them at Israel. The USS Kearney, a destroyer, was operating in the northern Red Sea on Thursday when it brought down these projectiles. There were no injuries, so that's a good thing. According to the Pentagon spokesman, we cannot say for certain what these missiles and drones were targeting. but they were launched from Yemen, heading north along the Red Sea, potentially towards targets in Israel. Well, I guess they just have to sort of couch their words. I suppose they have to do that. But, you know, I don't know. It seems to be pretty far-fetched that they were shooting at something other than Israel. Not a funny thing at all. Very serious, huge problem. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're racing through the night along your radio dial, and we will be right back. Give me a call, 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle Warren. Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And we are continuing to race through and rocket through the overnight hours all across America, folks. Kyle Warren with you, and it is my great pleasure to be with you here on the radio this morning. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you're joining us, glad that you're spending some time with us. And once again, if you'd like to call in, 949-822-7959, that's our brand new caller number. Please don't call 877-969-8600. We have a brand new number, and we do want to hear from you. Speaking of wanting to hear from you, we do have a caller who is holding on the line, and let's go right to the caller this morning. Good morning, caller, and how are you this morning? Good to hear you.
I'm not sure if you're talking to me or not.
Yes, there you are, caller. You are on. Okay. You're line one. Good morning.
I've never heard your show, and what was your name again?
Well, my name's Kyle Warren. Glad to meet you.
Okay, Kyle, my name's Steve.
Good morning.
I liked your opening deal, but you were all over the map.
Okay.
I mean, which topic do you want to tackle?
Well, there's so many. This is the thing. You've got the president who went over to Israel. You got obviously the events in Israel. Then you got the president comes home and he gives this speech, and talk about being all over the map. This was a speech mostly about Ukraine. I think most people wanted to hear about Israel and what's happening with our hostages.
Like, same thing he always does. Like, if you're going to get money for Lahaina, Hawaii, you got to give Ukraine money. You know, if you're going to get money for Israel, you got to give Ukraine money.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, what's the dominant theme there? Ukraine.
Ukraine, that's right. In fact, the first hour of the program this morning, I opened up with, it looks like we just heard from Ukraine Incorporated from the Oval Office.
You know, every time I think of Ukraine, I don't, I'm sure you saw the video where he's dancing in assless chaps and high heel shoes.
Biden?
Zelensky.
Oh, Zelensky? Okay. I don't recall
well,
that
I've
video.
I've seen the Biden one. Did you see? Oh, yeah. It's actually a true video. You know he's a comedian. Had never been in politics.
Okay, so yeah. so this predates his being president then, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God, I hope so.
Yes, Friday night in Ukraine. It's Friday night in Kyiv, yeah.
But, I mean, he's literally, it's like a... I can't think. I mean, I watched it and went, oh, my God, that's the president of the country we're sending $100 billion to.
Indeed, yes. That is really something. Well, but, yeah, but, you know, times do change to a great degree, but I think a lot of people are concerned, let's say, to put it mildly, about the amount of money that's going there and what it's really doing and what do we expect and what's the timetable for all of this. We don't want to see another endless war.
Here is the first red flag. Do you remember Rand Paul going, I want that money audited, you know, wanted to put an amendment on it,
right?
And they all voted it down. Why? Why would you not want to know where the money's going?
That is a good question. Well, probably because there's money going places that you don't want to know where it went. Yeah, they don't want them to know.
Yeah. I mean, might as well call that place Maytag. You know, they're laundering it.
Well, yeah, that there's...
You talk about Jim Jordan. You say the Democrats are laughing and dancing.
Yeah.
No, that's an act. They're not really laughing and dancing because he stopped that Ukraine money. And the government may actually, and, you know, well, a couple things. The RINOs, the Uniparty, have shown who they are because, you know, you're not supposed to get in the way of the gravy train. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're shutting down the money Ukraine and... Someday, like Trump and DeSantis have figured it out, the press, no matter what you do, they're going to hate you because you got an R behind your name.
That much is true. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I think they're going to get their money for Ukraine eventually. The president is going to continue to attach all that. Yeah,
like student loans, you know. Like, oh, screw. You know, I mean, this guy's... Well, they're showing exactly who they are. The Supreme Court says you can't do it. You go, there, watch.
That's right. Oh, yeah, and they know it takes time to go through the courts.
Right.
And then they'll say, well, we found another way now. So look at weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now get it back. Yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
Indeed.
You know, it's always that way.
Indeed.
And Jim Jordan? Yeah, of course. You think Uniparty? You know, Jim Jordan... I don't understand why Byron Donald has not been brought up. But Jim Jordan, 80-20, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would work with him, you know. But, you know, McCarthy, to me, I mean, as far as I knew, the Democrats were the Speaker of the House. I mean... He went into making a negotiation with the Biden. It's like, okay, there are no spending caps on the deficit. What? Well, what'd we get? Nothing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, Jordan, I think what they're afraid of is he may actually, you know, all those subpoenas McCarthy's been suppressing, Jordan will sign them. Yeah, call him up.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Steve, I appreciate your calling. We got another caller holding on the line. I'd like to try to get him in here
good. Before
we go to the bottom of the hour.
I appreciate listening to you.
Well, thank you.
Throw it out there, and I'll keep listening.
I appreciate it. Where are you listening from, if I can ask?
I'm in Enid, Oklahoma.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Well, thanks for calling in.
Native Texan, but living in Oklahoma. You have a great evening, sir.
You too. Take care. Call back anytime. All right, Steve. All right, thank you so much. Take care. All right, let's head on over to line number two here, and let's bring in the caller there. Good morning, caller. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Kyle. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Yeah, what's your name, and where are you calling from this morning?
Yeah, my name is Neil. I'm calling from Henderson, Nevada.
All right, Henderson, Nevada. All right, are you listening on KDON 101.5 by any chance?
Yes, I am.
All right, very cool. They are the talk of Las Vegas. So, yeah, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I called in last week, I think, or the week before.
Right.
Just made a couple of comments, opinion, you know. I like this opportunity to just express an opinion. The president, I mean, it's just a disaster. I mean, what else can you say? Just looking at his appearance and just the way he speaks, when he's asked a question, the blank look on his face, he looks like a cadaver that they just spray some makeup on. You know, he just speaks slowly. There's no energy. The speech that he made today was, what, a 15-minute speech?
Mm-hmm.
Really said nothing. I mean, he just kind of like bowed to Zelensky in Ukraine and said, okay, we're going to back up Israel. We know that, okay? We know we've got to back up Israel. Ukraine, I think there's a distinction between, you know, funding Ukraine and funding Israel. You know, I think that Ukraine is a civil war that we should have absolutely zero involvement in. What's going on in Israel is a different story.
Yeah, and the two shouldn't be just melded together, basically.
And I think that was their intention. Whoever wrote the speech for him, that was clearly their intention. You know, they wanted to weave both of them together. It was disjointed. It was just, he was like, just fumbling. That's just my impression. I was not impressed with it at all.
Me neither. We're of the same mind of that, yeah. Exactly.
You know, one thing about the Democrats, though, I have to tell you. I mean, there's this talk about a speaker. You know, and we all know this. They are in lockstep. They are like zombies. You know, there's no deviation. They just vote in a block. Is this the way to legislate? I don't think so. You know, legislating is about compromise, you know, exchanging dialogue, having some discussion, exchange, not to be so inflexible.
Right. Indeed. Indeed. Well, I tell you what, Neil,
go ahead. Kyle, let me make one other point.
Sure.
And I know I'm bouncing around too. Tlaib. Right? Who is voting for this woman? You know,
that's a great question. In fact, we got a great.
I mean, I don't know who the heck are these people that vote for her? I mean, it's just you can't be serious that she's getting elected.
No kidding.
You know,
no
I mean,
kidding.
I just can't believe that. You know.
Well, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, I appreciate you calling in. Call back anytime. We're heading for the break. But we'll talk to you again soon, and take care out there.
Have a good night.
You too. Take care. Thanks. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada. All right, just outside Las Vegas. Folks, we're continuing on through the overnight hours in America. Stay right there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Earlier this evening, President Biden talked from the Oval Office. He spoke about several things involving Israel and Ukraine. One of his main points is we need to support them financially.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas has claimed more American lives. The State Department said 32 Americans have been confirmed dead and another 11 are unaccounted for. Walmart and Aldi are reducing prices on Thanksgiving foods this year. Walmart's CEO stated they are working to offset inflation by lowering prices on various food items, and both retailers plan to maintain these lower prices until the end of the year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Overnights in America. Wherever you're listening from, whatever you're doing, we're glad that you found us, that you're spending some time with us. And it was great. We had a first-time listener there, Steve, from Oklahoma. That was really great. And also, of course, talking with John from Sarasota earlier, and then also Neil from Henderson, Nevada. Great to hear from him as well. Yes, he did call in just several days ago, and so it's great. We're getting some repeat callers. We're getting new callers. It's just really exciting, and I really do appreciate it. And also, a lot of the good messages that we're getting coming in, you can go to the KyleWarrenShow.com, to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. You can click on the link to send Kyle a message, and we'll see it here. We'll be able to comment on it. So once again, telephone number, the brand spanking new telephone number, 949-822-7959. So is that a radio telephone number or what? I love it. All right. So once again, we will continue to talk about what's happening with Jim Jordan, what's happening in Iran, what's happening. And by the way, Neil and Henderson mentioned Tlaib. Well, we have a great audio clip of Tlaib. It's an interesting audio clip. Whether it's great or not, I'm not exactly sure, but it is disturbing. So if that's great in terms of its significance, well, then we'll find out more. All right, line one, you are on the program this morning. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle, this is James in Clearwater.
Hey, James in Clearwater. Good morning.
I'm glad you got things straightened out. You can actually hear the program while you're waiting on hold there, which is great.
Yeah, it's really something.
Last night, putting the truth.
I know. Yeah, we did some scrambling, and we're much happier with this system. Yeah.
Two things. One thing to Neil. The reason that these people can be elected is that when President Obama was bringing people over, he was flooding the place with Arabs from different countries into these specific locations and concentrating them there to actually change the America as we know it. So that would that explains things entirely there. The other thing I want to point out with the speaker thing, I know it probably didn't come across as well on the text as it would on the phone call. The sure sign of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Right.
These guys are fighting. I understand Denise's point of view. They're all provincial. All politics are local, and you're fighting for whatever you're going to get out of it. But the thing is, what these guys are fighting over is breadcrumbs. We need to look at the whole loaf. And the whole loaf is what the Republican Party stands for. It's what their platform is. And they have to sit down, forget about the speakership, lock them all up in the room, and say, okay, we want to secure the border. Okay, how are we going to do that? This is our plan of action. Okay, we're going to stop spending too much, but we still need to spend. This is our program. How are we going to do it? Okay. Once you get the game plan in place and decide exactly what needs to be done and how you're going to do it as a group, as a nation, then you elect the speaker that's going to pull that off. There's plenty of money left over to get your little breadcrumbs that you're fighting over now. But you don't set the whole thing on breadcrumbs. You set it on a loaf.
Indeed, indeed, yeah. Because the Republicans, you know, I think that the Republican policies have much more support across the country than we're led to believe most of the time. And
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and if they just sort of hold fast on those things, I think that they'll be more successful. But right now, it looks like, you know, they're having this, it's all discombobulated, and you have the Democrats and the media in particular that love to make hay out of it, while the Democrats themselves, they have huge problems. They don't even know if their president's going to still be the nominee at some point.
Well, I tell you one thing, everything that's going on now sure is taking the spotlight off of Hunter and wheeling and dealing with Uncle Joe, hasn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. Typically, we would be covering a lot more about Hunter Biden and so forth. But, yeah, this is all it's all being sort of squelched at this point. Well, squelched is the wrong word, but overshadowed.
Preempted.
Say. Yeah, exactly.
And also what's going on with President Trump and his travails. You know, and what's worse, I think, since this is the beginning of the new school year, you don't hear of all the teachers and everything blatantly disregarding laws and procedures and everything else to go on with this indoctrination and grooming that they're doing.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the idea that these ideas, because at some point, you know, James, the kids get older, they grow up and they go to college, and then they're on a college campus somehow protesting against Israel and looking that Hamas is somehow justified in all of this.
Right.
Well, yeah,
you know,
scary.
They talk about the brain not being developed till it's 25. Okay.
Right.
And there's an a fatal accident in California. You probably know it. A kid, 17-year-old, was driving a Lamborghini SUV and killed somebody. And his lawyer says, well, you know, he's 17, brain's not fully developed or whatever, and, you know, we're going to cut him some flack here. How is it that's possible and accepted, and yet you're going to take this 12, 13-year-old kid and you're going to say his brain's developed enough to have certain appendages whacked off? You know, it's kind of disturbing that the whole country is going that way and actually giving credence to it.
Well, that's right. And if you were to just ask a question, it almost harkens back to the COVID thing. If you just asked a question about what was happening or how this worked or what was this vaccine would do or what was the nature of this, how did this even get here, you were shouted down or you were told you can't ask these kinds of questions. And what you're talking about is a very similar thing. You can't even just ask a question about why does this seem so out of the ordinary and strange.
Well, one thing that I think is a really good defense is that used to be if you raped somebody, that was a death sentence. And they decided that, if you were raped somebody, if you were castrated, that was one of the sentences that you would have. And the Supreme, all the way to the Supreme Court, you can look it up or whoever, and they decided that was cruel and unusual punishment. By definition, taking somebody's member off for that particular crime is cruel and unusual punishment. Why, then, is not taking a kid's members, top or bottom, whatever, defined the same way? And I think the AD, American Defending Alliance for Defending Freedom, or somebody, ACLJ, whatever, could pick that up and run with it. And I think that alone, that angle alone, will put a real roadblock and all this nonsense that's going on.
Well, sure. And how about the idea of saying, well, we're not going to tell parents what their kids are talking about or what they're up to or being having some kind of either procedure done or some other thing that would fall into the purview of the parents. And we're not going to tell the parents. That's scary. You know, that's beyond terrifying.
No. It's not your kids. It's our kids. They're in school now, don't you know?
Well, exactly, yeah. And I mean, because we're laughing because it seems so absurd, right? That's the whole problem, is that the absurdity now becomes the norm. And that if you, again, simply ask a question, you know, logically, why does this, you know, this doesn't seem to add up? Well, then you're called all kinds of names, you're shouted down, and you might even lose your job because of it, right?
Well, one last thing I'll comment here is
sure.
We homeschooled our kids. They all love God. They all love each other. They all love us. They're all best of friends and all very successful, and they're happy. And anybody that can, you know, it might be tough having one person do it, but even single parents are doing it now and actually pulling it off. So get them out of the schools. Take control of their lives, and every single one of them, individually, unprompted, has thanked us separately for homeschooling them and making them feel air. Well, they're made themselves there, but steer them in the right direction.
Wow. Well, that's really powerful because, obviously, education and perspective and critical thinking, things like this, that's so important for the next generation. Otherwise, we lose the next generation, basically.
Right. And you're talking pretty advanced degrees, too, aerospace engineering and whatnot, and going into college with a year of college under their belt for dual enrollment things. So, yeah.
Very cool.
It's not a drawback.
not at all.
Not a drawback.
Well, very cool. James in Clearwater, thanks so much for calling in, and hope that you call back again real soon. We're heading into the break, and we will talk to you again, my friend.
And congratulations on the new setup. It's working fine.
Well, thank you. Thanks for helping us test it out. Take care.
Right.
All right, James in Clearwater, everybody. Great to hear from him, and great to be hearing from you this evening and this morning. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send me a direct message as well. And when we come back, we'll have our second Trucker and Traveler Report of the Morning. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, we're racing through and rocketing through the Friday slash weekend edition of the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you as we cruise through the overnight in America. You found the place for news and politics, and we have so much more to tell you. We're just coming up here to the end of hour two. We got hours three and four right ahead of us, and we're also going to be talking here in just a few minutes with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about this presidential speech and what was said and what wasn't said, by the way. And then later on, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then after that, we'll be talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com and the author of the book, Nullification. So stay tuned, everybody. It's going to be a great morning as we head through the overnight hours. And right now, again, our privilege, our promise, our solemn duty to keep you awake as you're driving across the country, especially if you're in a big rig, if you're traveling, if you're working overnight. And no better way to do it, no better way to do it, my friends, than with this great live version. You're going to love me for this, because I saw this earlier and said, this is the one tonight. This is Jerry Reed from Pop Goes the Country back in 1978. Let's do it.
Down, put it up and twist it. We're going to do what this is.
When this song is going, I mean, just listen to it. You got it. All right, Jerry Reed, the late great Jerry Reed. You know, it just that brings back memories like you wouldn't believe. And this kind of song, this particular song. Again, you just can't be unhappy when you're hearing this song. It, whatever it is that's going on in your life. This song is, you know, perhaps in a singular way, will just absolutely get you going. That's our mission this morning, to get you going. And Jerry Reed, the late, great Jerry Reed, of course, none other like him. Incomparable on that. And just, yeah, earlier today I thought, yeah, we need to have something that does some picking. So that's exactly what we did. Okay, we continue to have dense fog advisories in Southern California heading up. It's going to be north of Los Angeles, maybe even up towards San Luis Obispo. All the way down to San Diego. Be aware of that. We also have a dense fog advisory for our friends in North Carolina. And it looks like that's going to be approximately from about Jacksonville down south of Wilmington. So be aware of that as well. We continue also to see the rain that's heading through western Pennsylvania, stretching down through the west part of West Virginia, the west part of West Virginia, and then also down in through Kentucky, eastern part, and then also down through Knoxville, Tennessee, and heading on down, now north of Atlanta, by the way. So our friends in Atlanta listening on AM 920, The Answer, rain and looks like lightning strikes, a few lightning strikes being reported north of Atlanta. This is going to be if you're in, let's see here, the Jasper area, Blue Ridge, and then a little bit south as well down through Cartersville over towards Rome. You've got some rain on the radar map there right now. Also through southern Indiana, lots and lots of rain. Indiana proper, Indianapolis, I should say, a little bit of rain there as well. And then north of Indianapolis. And then for our friends, let's see here, up in northern Minnesota, if you're up near just looks near Hibbing, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, also Virginia, we got rain and snow on the radar map. And this is around Highway 169 or Route 73. So if you're in that area, that's what you can be expecting right now. So please do be careful out there. And oh, by the way, Marquette, Michigan, once again, Marquette, Michigan, you've got rain. It's going to go, it's going to go south down towards Escanaba and then over towards Munsing. So if you're traveling in that area this morning, you're trucking through or you're making deliveries or what have you, you definitely got rain there in Marquette, Michigan, up in the UP. All right. So, folks, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. And, you know, the whole thing with the president's speech, I think she's definitely going to want to comment on. And not only that, but obviously the aid packages and so forth that are evidently going to be going into Gaza. But let's listen. Let's bring in Denise Simon here real quick. Denise, good morning. How are you? Good morning. Well, you know, there's, I don't know, did you hear the song we were just playing by any chance? We were playing Eastbound and Down, and we were loading up and trucking it. It was a lot of fun. So, definitely, but glad that you're with us. I could not agree more because there's a lot of serious things going on, Denise. So what did you think of the speech from the Oval Office earlier last night?
There were sentences in there, maybe five or six, that were fine. But I felt like the speech was fractured. It kind of jumped from one thing to the next. He mentioned Iran twice, but he didn't go far enough in what he said. He never mentioned China. He just made reference to Indo-Pacific. And then he admonished everybody for having emotions and feelings and said, shame on you, don't have any rage, we can't deal with hate and all this other kind of stuff. So then he started shaming everybody.
And what do we make of that? I mean, really? You know, the Israeli people can't be outraged and, you know, tamp it all down. You know, don't go too far, right? I guess that's the message?
Well, the message for who? He even said when he was in Israel, don't let, rage, take over. What?
Right.
I'm outraged. I'm outraged at his policies towards Iran to start with.
Well, and especially, I'm glad that you said that because it seems like, you know, those policies and the attitude towards Iran helps to build up their confidence to say, hey, you know, this guy's, you know, fundamentally going to, you know, try to run blocker for us because, you know, we can't be that bad, but they are kind of that bad.
You know, during the Obama administration, getting to the Comprehensive Joint Plan of Action, meaning the nuclear deal, the United States, and this was led by, John Kerry and crowd, they capitulated and gave up and were really convinced that Iran could be a citizen of the world. And, the Biden administration has done much the same, and it was fascinating because even more sanctions were placed on Iran just this week. Why are there any other places to put sanctions on Iran? Every sanction that we could possibly have should have been placed on them. But they put them on, but that doesn't mean anything because they don't enforce them.
Indeed. Indeed. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hold on there because we're coming to the top of the hour. Everybody will hear their top of the hour news. And we'll be right back, everybody, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to
Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite.
My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.